KXFM, keeping the community informed. We're exactly at high noon right now, and on the line, a very important conversation about to be had. Mayor Bob Whalen is with us. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, we really appreciate it. Now, yesterday, an incredibly busy day for you. I imagine that you saw the pictures and maybe even witnessed some of the crowding at the beaches. What was the final straw to convene city council at 4 o'clock yesterday? What was the final straw for you?
Well, I think it was really just the mounting information we had over the course of the weekend. Pictures sent in from a number of our residents, input from our first responders, all of which was pointing to the fact that, you know, it was not possible for people to exercise social distancing at, you know, a lot of our beach locations.
Right.
So we just decided we had to take action.
Okay. And you got a total agreement here. And as fast as the virus is spreading and as easily as it is to contract from someone else, pretty good move there. Do you see a moment where, and you sent a letter yesterday to the governor asking him to revise the order in order to limit visitors?
Well, yes, I did. And the request for the governor was, and, you know, I think the governor's doing a fantastic job leading our state in this time of crisis. And what he said to people was, use common sense. He said that to Saturday night in his press conference. He says, you can go outside and you can walk the dog and get some exercise and get some fresh air. That does not mean people should come from, you know, multiple cities and locations.
Right.
To convene on the beaches. Right. I mean, yes, go outside, walk in your neighborhood, walk your dog, get some fresh air. But we're dealing now with a crisis where, you know, this disease is transmitted a lot of times by people who are asymptomatic.
Right.
You know, it was very telling to me that I saw that, you know, we all read about the NBA players who were tested positive. Well, 7 of the 13 who tested positive were asymptomatic at the time they were tested.
Right.
So, you know, we just don't know as individuals whether we have it or somebody across, you know, across the way has it and is not manifesting symptoms yet. So the best thing to do at this point is minimize all possible contact.
Right. And I mentioned earlier that I had witnessed someone jogging past someone else across the street from me here at the studio. And what they don't realize is that when you're jogging, you're exhaling and people are walking through the virus quite literally as they pass through it. And
it's certainly very possible.
And it can remain airborne and alive for several hours. So I got a question from a listener earlier that they asked me to ask you, will there be a point where maybe you will open the beaches for locals for a window in the morning for, let's say, a 7 to 8 so they can walk their dogs? Or is that off the table?
Well, we're going to continue to look at it. I think for the time being, we're just closing the beaches to everyone. You know, it's as a practical matter, it's just going to be too hard to enforce, you know, who's a local and who's not a local. But we will look at it, you know, based on facts on the ground, and, you know, we'll reconsider it at an appropriate time. I think for now, this crisis is still, you know, ramping up in terms of, you know, numbers of infections and individuals. And again, I think the best thing at this point is just to send the message that our beaches are closed, our trailheads are closed, and everybody needs to, you know, get their exercise and outdoor space in their neighborhoods.
Right, right. And do you see a moment, or do you envision a moment when we might have to decide to turn visitors away with roadblocks at either end of Coast Highway and then at the top of the canyon?
Well, we talked about that a little bit with the city attorney. I think we don't believe we have the legal authority to do that at this point. I mean, if the state were to grant that to us, those are state highways, not city roads. So we would, the answer is, in short, we don't think we have the legal authority to do that at this point.
And would you consider petitioning the governor for that permission?
I don't think at this point that is necessary. I mean, if people are in their cars and stay in their cars and they're not at the obvious points of where they can congregate on the beaches and at the trailheads. Right. I mean, a lot of the issue with our beaches, you know, and people, locals are obviously familiar with this, but, you know, we've got, I think, basically 30 access points with these stairways up and down.
Right.
And you can't exercise social distancing on those stairways because they're not 6 feet wide.
Right.
And people, you know, congregating naturally at the traffic lights, waiting to cross to the beach, weren't exercising social distancing. So, and what we really need to do at this point is just minimize the crowds. We'll take this one step at a time. I think we've been very proactive here. You know, we're the first city in Southern California to close the beaches. Santa Monica, I know, has closed their parking lots, but not the beaches.
Right.
But because of the unique geography here in Laguna, we just had no option, we felt.
And have you spoken with other mayors in surrounding communities like Newport or San Clemente, and are they considering the same thing?
I did speak. We have been in touch with some of the other communities, yeah. I think yesterday I spoke with the mayor in Newport Beach, and he was not inclined yet to close the beaches up there. Huntington Beach, likewise. I know the county... we have communicated with Supervisor Lisa Bartlett, our supervisor. I was in touch with her several times yesterday, and she's got an item coming to the Board of Supervisors tomorrow where she's going to see if she can get the county to move to close or allow cities to close county beaches. I think something people need to be aware of and recognize here is not all the beaches in Laguna Beach are city beaches, so our order does not extend to county beaches yet. We've asked the county to either close those or permit us to close them. But, you know, Aliso Beach is a county beach, and the beaches in South Laguna are county beaches as well. So that's really a second piece that we're still working on.
Okay. Now, the state is mobilizing the National Guard. Do you see how would we utilize the National Guard if, in fact, how would that directly affect us? How would we utilize them at any point?
Hard to say, honestly. I don't know at this point. I think from what I've read, the National Guard, the governor's got them focused on food distribution and medical intervention. I don't think he's likely to deploy them for, you know, local enforcement of this nature. They, I think, are going to focus on more critical medical needs and food needs.
Right. Are you receiving a lot of information or phone calls from citizens seeing businesses that are open that shouldn't be? And if you are, what penalties will those businesses suffer? Will they suffer fines, or what's going on with a business that stays open that shouldn't?
They will be visited by our police department and you know, asked to close. But for the most part, no. We have had good compliance with our local businesses. Obviously, a very, very tough time for our local merchants, and we're concerned about that because, you know, we're obviously we've got common interests. A lot of what the city budget is based on commercial business in town and what our hotels do as well. So but no, we're seeing good compliance. There were a couple of I know locations that were the police approached over the weekend, and they, you know, were willing to close and did close. So If people are seeing locations or businesses that are open that shouldn't be, that they think shouldn't be open, they should you know, get a hold of the city manager's office.
Okay. And this morning, the Federal Reserve signaled that whatever needed to be done would be done to help small and medium-sized businesses. As we know, 85% of the businesses here in the United States are small or medium. If, in fact, that the Federal Reserve chooses not to give loans, but instead grants to these businesses with interest-free grants, is that something that they would facilitate through the city, or how would that work?
Yeah, we're just trying to get some information on the SBA loan approach now. I think it's all coming together still in Congress. But at this point, it has not, from what we've seen, it's not going to involve the city. It's going to be dealing with the Small Business Administration.
Okay.
But we are actively trying to monitor that because what we want to do is, once all these, you know, relief packages are in place, we want to do what we can to assist our local businesses to, you know, get the maximum amount of assistance that they can. I think the fact that they're looking at possibly some, you know, some loans where they would forgive a portion of the loan, that, you know, if you're willing to retain employees, is a smart approach, and hopefully that'll work for some of our merchants here.
Agreed. Now, when you go to the grocery stores here in town, aside from seeing empty shelves, as we've all seen before, we see grocery clerks, checkers, not wearing masks, and they are really frontline. When you think about it, they're frontline essential. Is there an opportunity to get them masks, or is that up to the store itself, or will the city intervene and maybe provide masks for the grocery clerks?
We don't, you know, I think obviously the lack of masks has been a big issue, and we have our masks for our first responders, but now at this point we don't have an ability to provide those. Hopefully that will be, you know, resolved and the state or federal government can, you know, increase the supplies for that. So currently the answer would be no, we don't. Okay. Have that capability.
Okay. And as our police department sees people, whether jogging at the beach, will we actively intervene and ask them, no, you're off, get off the beach? Is there a fine for that? Or at first, how are we handling that?
The police will be, as the chief said, we always first just request compliance. So they will, there's an educational component here that has to go on, and we'll, you know, the police will approach it at that level. I mean, if somebody were resistant, obviously, then the police could take further measures to cite them. But we're really hoping that, and I'm confident that, you know, people are going to be cooperative, heed the rules, stay off the beach, and cooperate with our police.
Yes, we're talking to Mayor Bob Whalen. And Mayor Whalen, I'll let you go in a second, but if you had one thing that you had to drive home to Laguna Beach residents, what is that one thing?
It would be to avoid as much contact as possible, only leave your house for essential business, or to walk outside and get some fresh air, but don't be mixing with crowds.
Okay. Mayor Bob Whalen, can I have you check in with us every day or every couple of days and update us as to what's going on?
I'd be happy to do that.
And we'd be happy to have you. Thank you so much. And I'm not just blowing smoke in your face, but you're doing an absolutely outstanding job. And really, the city is doing an outstanding job communicating with the citizens and really keeping us up to date on what's happening. So thank you. On behalf of the city, on behalf of the radio station, Mayor Whalen, thank you very much.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. As Mayor Bob Whalen, update as to what's happening here in the city, KXFM keeping you informed.